Well, good morning. It's Friday, December 20th, 2013. Welcome to another Radio Fishin'. And we have a very special guest with me today, and it's Roger Harris. And I got to tell you, Roger, when I was chartering, actually when I started chartering for the second time, I would see Roger on the water all day. But this is Roger Harris. Good morning, Roger.
Good morning. Good morning.
Yes, and I got to tell you, the crowd absolutely loves you. You know, our studio audience here, they know when we've got big guests on today, you know, and Roger thinks I'm crazy. He walks into the store, he says,
"We all know that."
I said, "Come on, Roger, come on back. You got a couple minutes?" And he's like, "What?" I said, "Come on, we're going to do radio." He looks at me like, "Frank, you're out of your mind." But, no, the truth is Roger is one of my, there's a lot of people over the last 29 years who helped me out a lot and helped me become Fishin' Frank. And one day, I was out doing a charter and talking to Roger, and Roger, you know, he was catching fish in this spot, and I was having not a good day. And, you know, did the awful thing. I went back and I'm fishing Roger's fish in the very back of Turtle Bay. We're back there and I'm fishing them. And all of a sudden I'm coming out. Who do I see but Roger's boat pull up? I'm like, oh my God. So I had to stop. I waved him down. I said, "Roger, I'm really sorry. I was back there, you know, poaching in on your fish." He says, "Nah, don't worry about it. I'll still catch fish." And I'm like, "Really?" And, you know, not a harsh word, not even, you never blinked an eye, Roger. You just said, "Ah, that's okay. I'll catch fish." So he goes back, and I see him a couple days later, and I said, "You know, well, what happened that day?" He said, "Oh, we caught a bunch of fish." I couldn't figure out how you did it, because I didn't do that well back there. I was doing okay. And you told me you had your customers throwing spoons and different things, and you were throwing top waters. You would get the fish excited for the customers, and they caught fish. And he did more on the second time somebody was in the spot than I did when it was still, you know, just clean. And I got to tell you, and there were several instances like that. I never went back to one of your spots again. I never did that. But I've actually listened to everything you've said over the years. And thank you very much. You have no idea what you taught me.
Well, I'm glad I could help you out. And, well, you know, you're talking about spots. And anymore, there are no secret spots. You know, so it's,
they're only secret to whoever it is that thinks they're secret.
Exactly. So no such thing as secret spots anymore.
But it was a lot of fun. You've been running. You're kind of in the charter game, but you're just doing it because you enjoy it now. You're not really out there hunting for a lot of customers. You're just out having fun, taking a lot of your longtime customers out.
Pretty much that, yeah. You know, I retired a couple of years ago. You know, I've been chartering for probably 20 years. I work with FPL, and I did this kind of part-time. Of course, FPL said that I chartered full-time and just worked for them part-time, but
yeah, I'm sure they were.
What they accused me of anyway, but yeah, I'm kind of retired now, and you know, pretty much catering to my my regulars that I have, but you know, I have some open time too.
And so what's been going on the water lately? How's it been going?
It's been going pretty good. You know, it's the weather this year has been a lot warmer than it normally is this time of the year, so the snook are still biting pretty good. There's still some bait around, and you know.
Now you came in this morning. You're loading up on shrimp to go do a charter with. Cold weather shrimp is the bomb, right?
Exactly. Yeah, yeah. I mean, even if the bait is around, you know, a lot of times, especially this time of the year, they won't even look at a white bait. They'd rather have the shrimp. So I always I try to get both.
Yeah, it's we talk about it all the time. If you're going to go out with just one bait, you've got a very limited chance of catching fish. You always try and get as much as you can, a little variety as you can, because even though you and I would say we would both think, okay, this is, you know, shrimp's going to be the one to go with today. But if you catch a ladyfish, it's not bad to have one sitting there just for a little cut bait.
Oh, exactly. And the same thing with pinfish. You know, you always want to have a few pinfish around, so you know, when you're
you got to get out there to cold and throw that darn net.
That's true. And this time, that's why I like to go come see you and get those shrimp.
Yeah. Nobody wants to throw a net at this time of year.
Nope.
But so how's it been going? I guess one of the things that I always ask people when they come on is if you were let's say you were just going to tell somebody, where would you tell them to go? What would you use and what would you expect to catch out there today?
This time of the year, I like to go over into the Turtle Bay, Bull Bay area. There's always some fish over there. You know, there's some big trout around right now. I'd start in that area over there. We're getting these real low tides now, and well, you want to look at maybe the outside of the bars on those real low tides, but when the tide gets up, you'll, you know, go back up in Turtle Bay and Bull Bay both, and there's still a lot of redfish, trout, now, and snook in there.
Would you drift, now, me, if I'm going there looking for trout, say in Turtle Bay, I'll go through that, get between the sandbars and go past the manatee signs, and you get that 3 to 5 feet of water back there and just drift along. That's usually a pretty good spot from what I remember for trout.
Yeah, it is, and that's usually the best way. If you're trout fishing, that's the best way to find them is, you know, just get a drift going, and then once you, you know, pick up a couple, then, you know, kind of stop and fish that area because, you know, they're not everywhere, and then once you find them, there's usually a pretty much of a concentration, so...
So if you're drifting along, me, I like a popping cork. I'll put one just a shrimp on a hook and one with a popping cork to see which way it's going to go. I don't usually use split shots or anything there because it's so shallow. You only got, you know, 3 to 5 feet of water. So a hook is going to take the shrimp to the bottom just about as well as a split shot.
I tell you what, the birds, the seagulls and the terns are so bad right now. Even with shrimp, I've been using a small split shot just to get it down quicker because anymore, these birds are trained. They see a boat, there's bait around. So you can throw a shrimp out, and especially if, you know, if there's fish around, those shrimp will come up the top, and if you do, those birds are all over them. So I've been still using a little bit of a split shot even on. And just what you do is just don't, you know, you don't put quite as much. You bring your cork down a little bit and only have about a foot and a half or so on it.
So that's... Yeah, we had one captain came in here one day, late in the afternoon. He'd been out on a charter. He was over in Bull Bay, actually Turtle Bay, and he was just complaining about the birds. Every time he threw a bait out, there was birds all over the place, and he's venting about the birds and talking this, that, the next thing, and all of a sudden he goes, "Oh my God!" And I'm like, "What's going on?" And he runs out the front door, goes over to his boat. And I can't say who it was because he started opening hatches. Well, they were hitting his bait so much after the second or third one, he started taking them and putting them in his storage compartments on his boat. So he started opening the storage compartments. There's just birds flying all over the place. I was like, no, that will put you in jail for the rest of your life,
yeah,
by the
probably.
Way.
Yeah, probably. Well, you know. We have all the guys and the people that use live bait have all thought about taking your shotgun out and taking a case of shells and just go hunting, but you can't do that. It's not legal. So
no.
We'd like to do it sometimes, but we don't.
Yeah, it's funny. Nobody wants to hurt the wildlife, but occasionally just to wound them a bit.
Yeah.
You know what I found worked really well? I got one of those squirt guns with the pump on it, and I could shoot that stream of water at them. Yeah. And that actually did okay for a while. But it was kind of a pain. But I had that squirt gun on the boat for quite a while. And when they got real bad, boy, that water blaster thing. And, I mean, I'd hit them with that blast of water, and they'd actually leave. It was the only thing I found. I tried all kinds of stuff, and the water blaster was the best thing I found.
That's probably not a bad idea, you know, because if you're out and fishing is slow and you don't have anything to do, at least you can get your customers and see get a competition going, see who could scare away the most birds, you know. So keep them busy.
Yeah. So anyway, so some nice trout there in Turtle Bay. Go through the cut in the sandbars, back behind the manatee signs, and this big open area back there. Nice area to drift.
Yeah.
So. Anything else you can think of today?
Nope, but I'm going out today, so I may see somebody out there. You know?
Okay. You anybody you want to wish happy holidays to?
Well, everybody in Punta Gorda. I've been living here for about 55 years now, and I know a lot of people, and, you know, it's holidays, and I wish a Merry Christmas to all.
And this is Fish and Frank, and... Captain Roger Harris, one of the people I really, really admire in the business. And thank you so much, Roger, for coming on Radio Fishing. I really appreciate it.
Thank you for having me.
All right. And like I say, this is December 20th. And Merry Christmas. Happy holidays. I hope you all do real well over the holiday season. And we'll be back with more radio fishing later. Thank you.